طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our oh I need the microphone. Oh. Trying to start without the sisters. I know something was wrong. Huh? Yeah, it's something wrong with the board too. Well, we'll rely upon our books, inshallah. Okay, let's try it again. Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is, Naam. طيب you read from your book.
Okay.
Today this is our 17th session and we'll be reading from page 40 الحديث السابع عشرة the 17th hadith. This hadith is entitled في فضلي تكراري العمرة في فضلي تكراري العمرة يعني the excellence or the virtue of repeating the umrah يعني performing one umrah after another. The hadith and you have to excuse us يعني this board, I don't know what happened to the board, it's not erasing and it's also not taking the ink from the marker. So we have to try to, maybe I'll try to see if there's something that we can do to start the board all over again or look into any other alternative. Allahu musta'an. In any case, read from your book. Inshallah, we have the hadith in our book and we'll try to rely upon the book. The hadith is an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة متفق عليه. This hadith reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-umratu ila al-umrati, yani the performance of one umrah until the performance of another umrah, yani between them, al-umratu ila al-umrati, from one umrah to the next is كفارة لما بينهما, is an expiation, yani meaning of sins, for whatever has been committed between them two, between the two of them. Yani the performance of one umrah followed by the performance of another umrah is a means of expiation of the sins that have been committed between the two of them. والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. And the Hajj al-Mabroor, yani the Hajj that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll discuss yani in detail what that means. Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, the Hajj which is accepted, ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. It doesn't have any reward except paradise. Yani admittance into paradise. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahumullah, as being authentic. Okay, one more time. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-umratu with dhamma, ila al-umrati with kasra. كفارة والشد on the فاء كفارة لما بينهما. والحج المبرور يعني مبرور is a not describing what type of hajj, the hajj that is accepted, that's performed correctly, that includes everything that is required and doesn't entail sin and so on. الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء, there's no reward, no compensation for it, إلا الجنة, except that one will be entered into the paradise or admitted into the paradise. متفقون عليه. Any question about the words or anything grammatically in this hadith? Abdul Haq.
The title. I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention to the beginning.
في فضل تكرار العمرة.
What kind of noun is that? Because I couldn't identify it in the ten form.
تكرار.
No.
Yani it's not, it's a noun, yes. You couldn't find it in the ten forms?
Yes. Like the mustard.
From karrara, karrara. Kaf, ra, ra. Kaf, ra, ra.
But like fa'ala, fa'ala.
Yani which verb is it a mustard from?
Yeah, which verb the mustard from? Like from the ten?
Allahu A'lam. It seems like it's from Thulathi. From a Thulathi verb.
From a Thulathi.
Yeah. But anyway, we can go back and check it, inshallah. Perhaps. Perhaps. But, I mean...
Because Karrara would be like Fa'ala.
Now, the Masdar from Karrara is Tafa'il. So this is not the masdar from karrara, but it's from the verb kaf ra ra. Naam. The meaning is to repeat something, repetition, tikrar, repeating it, performing it again and again. Naam.
I have one comment and one question. I have on my book Anna Rasulullah is missing. Let's go to sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Okay. Okay. So in the hadith Anna عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول, after the word رسول, there should be the لفظ الجلالة, should be Allah. The word لفظ الجلالة, Allah, should be أن رسول, أن رسول الله. نعم. Second point
is
please write in the word in the first line of the hadith after رضي الله عنه أن رسول, put رسول الله. نعم.
My first second point is after إلا جنتا, جنة is استثناء or
it's استثناء. نعم.
But I have جنتا.
But there's نعم جنة.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, and it's different. Depends what type of استثناء. Yeah, but it's جنة. جنة with ضمة.
نعم.
Now, that he
no, but that's like any. That's for the fourth level, and not, most of the people are not in the fourth level. Exception means exception. Now, but it's a little complicated for this class right now.
So I heard that they said that if you perform the Hajj or Umrah one time, it's better to go feed the poor than going.
Anyway, this is opinion. I mean, it's different opinions. Different scholars have different opinions. If a person already performed Hajj, is it better for them to feed poor people or help needy people or do some other kind of khair than to keep making Hajj or Umrah again? There's a difference of opinion about it, but there's no doubt that as we discuss this hadith, it will become clear to us that the Prophet said that you should repeat the Umrah again and again and again. How? I mean, it's clear from the hadith. If you examine it carefully, then it will become clear. We'll talk about it, inshallah, in this hadith today. We'll talk about that issue. But there's difference of opinion. But the important thing is, in this hadith, al-umratu ila al-umrati kafaratun lima baynahuma. Yani from this wording here, it's clear to us that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, you should perform Umrah more than once, so that between one and the other, there's expiation of the sins between them. So that means he's telling us to perform Umrah not one time, but to keep doing it, so that it will be expiation of the sins between one and another. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. But as far as the yani opinions of the scholars about some of these issues, yani today we won't be able to discuss that because we have some other pressing issues now that came in the hadith itself. Now. Huh?
Kafara.
Kafara, naam. 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 Tayyib. Kafara. Naam means kafaratun, means that it is a means of elimination of the sins or the consequences of the sins that a person has committed. Yani it will expiate for them, it will remove those sins or the harm or the consequence that would come from those sins. Naam. Okay, there's another hadith that we're going to talk about. I'm just going to mention it now so that I don't forget, and then we're going to come back to it. There's another hadith that's related to this subject that's very important, and it's going to clarify some of the matters in this hadith also. The authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is reported that he said, "Man hajja falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummuhu." Yani man hajja falam yarfuth, yani the one who performed hajj and they didn't do rafath. Yani it has two main meanings. One of them is sexual relations with one spouse, and the other meaning is any kind of indecent, immoral speech, or speech that's related to sexual activity.
During the Hajj.
This is in reference to Hajj, but also it's in reference to fasting too. It came in the hadith about fasting, and it came in other places. But here it's in reference to Hajj. Now, man hajja falam yarfuth. They didn't engage in sexual intercourse with the spouse. And they didn't, yani, engage in sexual, yani, speech related to sexual activity. Walam yafsuq. And they didn't commit any act of fisq, yani sin, disobedience. Raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummuhu. Then that person will return from Hajj in a condition that is the same as the condition that they were in on the day that their mother gave birth to them. Yani completely free of all sins. Okay, we're going to come back to this hadith, yani, as we go through our discussion, or maybe in the end. Okay, our hadith for today is Al-Umratu ila al-Umrati kaffaratun lima baynahuma. That one, the performance of Umrah, one Umrah, until the performance of another Umrah, it will be a means of expiation. Kaffaratun lima baynahuma. For whatever sins are committed between the two of them. Wal-Hajju al-Mabruru. And the Hajj that is Mabrur, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ, it will not have any reward, إِلَّا الْجَنَّةُ, except paradise, yani admittance into paradise. Okay, ma'ani al-kalimat. We're on page 40. The meanings of the words. The first word, al-umrah, al-umratu, it means, أَيَقْصِدَ الْمُسْلِمُ بَيْتَ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامَ مُحْرِمًا فَيَتُوفُ وَيَسْعَى بِشُرُوتٍ مَخْصُوصَةٍ. يعني العمرة, it means a يَقْصِدَ, that a person intends, makes intention to, يعني المسلم makes intention, يعني the Muslim makes intention to, وعليكم السلام, to go to the بيت الله الحرام, بيت الله الحرام, يعني the sacred house of Allah. Person has intent on going to the sacred house of Allah, muhriman, in a state of ihram, state of consecration, meaning that the intention is to perform Hajj Umrah, and they removed all of their normal clothing and they put on the two cloths of ihram for men and that which is required for women, yani their normal clothing, yani except they should not wear niqab, that which is made to fit the face, and also yani gloves which are made to fit the hands, and so on. Yani to the full discussion of this. The point is, a person, a Muslim, makes intention to go to the house, the sacred house of Allah, that is the Kaaba in Mecca, and they in the state of ihram, fayatufu, then they make tawaf, circumambulation of the Kaaba, wa yas'a, and they walk quickly between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa, bishurutin makhsusatin, yani adhering to the particular or special conditions that are required for Hajj Umrah. Yani those things that go along with it. Because there's some details to this, and the intent here is just to summarize yani what Umrah is. Umrah is, Muslim makes intention to go to the house of Allah in a state of ihram, to perform tawaf and sa'i. That's the main thing that they are doing. And there are some conditions that they have to adhere to in terms of what are the conditions for ihram and things like this. This is Umrah. Huh? I was trying to erase the board, right? But it wouldn't erase, so I had to use some spray to remove it. And then any writing on it also became difficult. Okay, after the class, inshallah, we'll see if we can rectify it. طيب, the second word, al-kaffaratu. Al-kaffaratu ma yumha bihi ba'du al-dhunub. Yani al-kaffara is that which, yani ma, here, this ma is not ma istifham, right? This ma is what? Al-mawsula. Al-mawsula, yani, it means the same meaning as al-ladhi. Al-ladhi yumha bihi. Yani, through it, something is removed, erased. Yumha bihi ba'du dhunub, some of the sins. And we're going to have this discussion at some point during the class today or in the end. Yani, which sins? Only minor sins or major and minor sins and so on. In any case, the kafara is a means of removal of sins. Naam. And an example of this that we discussed recently in Friday class is the kafara for the person who has sexual relations with their spouse during the daytime in Ramadan. And that kafara that removes the harm or the consequence of that sin is that they should do what? What kafara, huh? They have to free a slave, a believing slave, a believing slave. Or fast 2 consecutive months, complete months without any break in between. And if they are not able to do that, then they may fast 60, huh? Poor people, 60 poor people. Naam. So that's a type of kafara. And there are different types of kafara for different things. For a person swearing, for a person yani, saying that their wife is to them like the back of their mother and so on. There's kafara, different kafara for different sins. So the kafara is what? Is that which, by means of it, sins are removed. Okay, al-hajj al-mabroor. What is al-hajj al-mabroor? In brief, we have al-hajj al-maqbool. The hajj that is accepted, yani by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ladhi la naqsa fihi. Al-ladhi la naqsa fihi. Meaning, this is somewhat, type of definition of what is meant by the hajj that is accepted, means the hajj that doesn't have any defect in it. Yani, and we could say further that it doesn't have within it the commission of any sin during the performance of hajj. And we can also say, as some of the scholars said, that the hajj al-mabrur, al-maqbool, it means the hajj in which all of those, not just obligatory things are fulfilled, but even the sunan and the mustahabbat are also performed. Yani, the hajj complete. Yani, doesn't have any naqs, any defect in it. Doesn't have any sin, and it has the fulfillment of all of the rites of hajj, obligatory, yani, voluntary, sunnah acts, everything that is yani that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Naam.
Never mind.
Tayyib, naam.
Is there any fi'l in the word in there?
Is there any what?
Fi'l.
Fi'l?
Yeah.
Naam, barara. Yani ba, ra, ra. Yani like bar, bar. Like bir, bir walidain, bar, bar. The one who is righteous, kind, dutiful to parents, and like this. Righteousness, goodness. Yani hajj al-mabrur.
Also, how to feed the 60 or 60.
Okay, that's a different discussion, right? But just in brief, yani feeding the poor person, it means that you have to give them a meal. Yani feed them a meal, like give them lunch or give them dinner.
One time.
Oh. One day?
No.
And fasting, if you mean like in reference to the kafara for Ramadan,
no.
Means that you have to feed a poor person one meal.
Okay.
Yani, in terms of the amount,
no.
It is said that it is a half of a nisf a sa'a. Half of a sa'a. A sa'a means four handfuls like this. Put two hands together, four of them is a sa'a. So that means half of a sa'a means two handfuls like this.
No.
Whatever is the staple food, whether it was dates or whether it is rice or wheat or barley, like that. Or you can just give them food, give them a meal. As Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, is reported by Bukhari, that when he was in the end of his life, in the last year or two, he was very old, maybe in his 90s or 100s something, and he used to, he wasn't able to fast, so he would feed, gather 30 poor people all together at one time, and make a big pot of thareed, and feed them until everybody was full, yani a complete meal, yani they were full from it. Okay? And let's keep going, inshallah. معنى الحديث. What is the meaning of this hadith? The first point related to this hadith is that in the first part of the hadith, العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما, يعني that the performance of one umrah to the next is a means of expiation of the sins committed between them. So the first point of discussion here is what type of sins. الذنوب قسمان صغائر وكبائر. Sins are of two divisions or two types. Sagair, yani sagira, minor sins, wa kabair, yani kabira, major sins. Yani sins are, yani those which are considered to be major sins and those which are less than it. Fasagair, the minor sins or lesser sins, yukaffiruha al-hajju, wal-umratu, wal-salatu, wal-wudu'u. So the minor sins are expiated by Hajj, pilgrimage, and Umrah, and the Salat, the five prayers, and Wudu, yani is a means of expiation of minor sins. والكبائر لا يكفرها إلا التوبة. And the major sins are not expiated, they are not removed except by repentance. Okay, this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars, and yani, this position is not absolute. It's not absolute, okay? Meaning that, yes, in general, minor sins are expiated by Hajj, and by Umrah, and by five prayers of the day, and one Ramadan until the next, and wudu, and so on, as came in many hadith, as long as a person avoids the major sins. The avoidance of major sins in and of itself is expiation of minor sins. Avoidance of major sins by itself is expiation of minor sins. But is it possible that major sins can be removed except by tawbah, by any means other than tawbah? Obviously, yes. And this hadith is a proof of that. يعني والحاج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. But it's not crystal clear. Because perhaps a person's sins might not be eliminated by Hajj al-Mabrur. Rather, they will be admitted into paradise after punishment for their sins. That's possible, right? And that's why I said there's another hadith that inshallah clarifies this issue. And that is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسق. Yani the one who performs Hajj without committing rafath and without committing fisk, sin, then رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He will return like in the same condition as the day in which his mother gave birth to him. Yani free of all sins, major and minor, from the performance of Hajj, in which doesn't contain rafath, sexual relations, or indecent speech, and it doesn't contain or doesn't entail any sin. Okay, so this is the first point, that the sins are of two types, and according to majority opinion, minor sins are expiated by Hajj and Umrah and Salat and Wudu and other things, and major sins are not expiated except by Tawbah, repentance. Yani, major sins, a person should repent from them, should not take a chance, but rather major sins should be repented from. Na'am. On the next page, page 41, also continuing in the meaning of this hadith, يُبَشِّرُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Again, the word The love of the Jalal is missing from here. Yubashiruna Rasul, it should be Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi hadha al-hadith bi amrayni azimayni. Yubashiru, yani fam bashara yubashiru, means what? To give the good news, the bushra. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the good news, the glad tidings in this hadith. بِأَمْرَيْنِ عَظِيمَيْنِ of two great affairs, two tremendous matters. The first of them, الْعُمْرَةُ تَمْحُو صَغَائِرُ الذُّنُوبِ الَّتِي تَسْبِقُهَا. Yani the first of them is that Umrah تَمْحُو, it removes, it erases صَغَائِرُ الذُّنُوبِ, the minor sins, الَّتِي تَسْبِقُهَا, yani the minor sin, or tasbiquha, naam, the minor sins which has preceded it, yani preceded the umrah. The umrah removes minor sins which preceded that umrah. Naam. Wathani, the second matter, anna al-hajja al-maqboola, yani al-hajja al-mabroora, al-hajja al-maqboola, wa huwa, and here we are saying, what is al-hajja al-maqboola? It is al-khali min al-dhunub, the hajj which is free of sins. The person didn't commit sins while they were performing this hajj. Jaza'uhu, its reward for this hajj that is accepted, that's free of sins, that doesn't have any defect, that entails the yani fulfillment of all of the obligatory duties as well as the sunan practices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever is mustahab, commendable or recommended to be done, that hajj, jaza'uhu inda Allah, dukhulu al-jannati, its reward with Allah is admittance into the paradise. Admittance into the paradise. Naam. ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام. Okay, that which is benefit, we may benefit from the, this hadith in terms of أحكام, legal rulings. 5 points he mentions here. The first one, فضل الحج والعمرة, يعني the excellence, the virtue of performing pilgrimage and Umrah, يعني the visit to the Kaaba, the excellence, يعني how do we see the excellence of Hajj and Umrah in this hadith? Yani simply by the reward, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the one who performs Umrah, expiation of their sins between one and another, and the reward that is for Hajj that is accepted, al-mabroor, al-maqbool, yani admittance into paradise. This shows that these are deeds that have a great excellence and superiority and virtue in front of Allah. The second point, al-hathu ala tikrar, yani it's a fatha on the ta, should be kasra, tikrar. الحث على تكرار الحج والعمرة ومتابعتهما ومتابعتهما, يعني the encouragement or urging the repetition of Hajj and Umrah and the following of them, one following another, يعني performing them one after another. Urging in this hadith, there's an prompting, inciting, urging, encouragement to repeat the Hajj and Umrah. Okay, as far as the difference of opinion among scholars, if a person already performed Hajj, should they do it again or should they use that money to feed poor people or something? Yani, there are different views of the scholars, but what's important here in this hadith, it's clear that repetition of the Umrah is encouraged. Al-Hathu ala tikrar al-Hajj wal Umrah wa mutaba'atihima, yani and performing them one after another, again and again and again. Number three, الحج والعمرة يمحوان الصغائر من الذنوب. The Hajj and the Umrah together, each of them remove, erase the صغائر من الذنوب, the lesser sins. The lesser sins that are not the major sins. Like major sins, we mean those things that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said If a person commits them, it nullifies their iman. Or that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated a fixed punishment in the sharia, hudud for it. Or that which, when a person commits it, they are threatened with hellfire. These kind of expressions, when a sin is mentioned, that whoever does it, they will be in the fire. Or whoever does it, they have no iman. Or whoever does it, there's a fixed punishment, hudud for them. That means these are major sins. These are major sins. Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi, yeah, and he wrote a book called Al-Kabair, in which he mentions many, many, many examples of the major sins, like killing and fornication, adultery, riba, and things like this. Okay, so here we said what? Hajj and Umrah both are means of removing the lesser sins. And I'm trying to avoid using the word minor sins, because there's no such thing as minor sins, right? Some are less than others. But we should never look at any sin as being insignificant. Rather, we look at the one who it is in disobedience to. Al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Point number 4, Al-Hajju Al-Mabruru. And by the way, on point number 3, Yani Hajj and Umrah, remove only the lesser sins, is Yani up for discussion, right? As we will see. Point number 4, Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur, Jaza'uhu Dukhul Al-Jannah. Yani the Hajj that is mabrur, that is maqbool, that is free of sin, and that fulfills all the requirements and sunan of the Hajj, as the Prophet ﷺ performed it in the way he did it. If a person does that, then its jaza, its compensation, its reward, is entry or admittance into paradise. And the fifth point, final point, al-hathu ala tanzihi al-hajji min irtikabi al-dhunubi. Yani encouragement to make the Hajj free. Tanzih, yani fa nazzaha yunazzihu, tanzih means to make something free of, clean from, yani to make the Hajj free of irtikabi al-dhunub, the commission of sins. Irtikabi al-dhunub, yani irtikab is the masdar from irtakaba, yani its root is raqiba, yani to ride something, right? Irtakaba, to commit an act. Yani from the bab ifta'ala, ifta'ala, the eighth bab of Mazid. Irtikab, the commission of sins. Yani encouragement. In this hadith, there's encouragement to make your Hajj, your pilgrimage, free of the commission of sins. Why? Because yani the Hajj al-Mabrur, the one that's free of sins, is the one that has this great reward. So you have to make sure you don't commit sins. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, inshallah we'll do the exercise and then we'll come back to the hadith that I mentioned earlier, because there's a lot of exercises. We want to make sure that we finish that. Okay, the first asila on page 41, bottom part of the page. Mal umratu. What is umrah? Naam, Abdul Haq.
Al umratu an taqsid al muslimu.
An yaqsid.
An yaqsid
al muslim.
بيت الله محرماً فيطوف ويسعى بشروط مخصوصة.
نعم. That a Muslim intends to travel to the house of Allah, the sacred house of Allah, Bayt Allah al-Haram, and then they perform tawaf around the Kaaba and sa'i between Safra and Marwa with the particular special conditions that are required. Question number 2, مَلْ مُرَادُ بالحج المبرور. نعم مصطفى.
المراد بالحج المبرور جنة.
المراد بالحج المبرور الجنة. نعم. يعني المراد is يعني what is intended by حاج المبرور. What do we mean by الحاج المبرور. نعم.
مقبول.
المقبول. الحاج المقبول. نعم. Further anybody?
لا نقص
فيه. نعم ولا معصية وفيه يعني اتيان بالسنن والمستحبات. نعم
خالي من الذنوب.
نعم يعني الحاج المبرور, what is intended by it, means the Hajj that is accepted, doesn't have any defect, not the commission of sins, يعني free from sins, and يعني fulfillment of everything that was performed in the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obligatory and otherwise. Question number 3: Mal muradu bi qawlihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kafaratun lima baynahuma? What is intended by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kafaratun lima baynahuma? Naam, Musa.
Ma yumha bihi ba'du dhunub.
Naam.
Baina
al-umratayn. Yani what is intended is that with kafaratun ma yumha bihi, that by which, yani ma yumha bihi ba'du dhunub, that by which some of the sins, or maybe all of them, are expiated or erased, yani from the sins that are committed between two umrahs, for example. The last question, number 3, we said that the kafara lima baynahuma means that which, that through which sins committed between two umrahs, for example, alaykum salam, are expiated. Yani that through which sins are expiated or removed. Yani that which is committed between them. Yani between two umrahs. Question number 4, dhunub qisman ma huma. Yani the sins are two types or two divisions. What are they? Naam.
Huma as-saghairu wal-kaba'iru.
Naam. Huma as-saghairu wal-kaba'iru. Yani they are the lesser sins and the major sins. Tayyib, question number 5. Ma adh-dhunub allati yukaffiruha al-hajj wal-umrah was-salat والوضوء. Yani what are the sins which are expiated by Hajj and Umrah and Salat and Wudu? What are those sins, ya Musa?
Al-dhunubu allati yukaffiruha al-umrah wal-hajj was-salah wal-wudu. Al-dhunubu as-saghair.
Saghair al-dhunub. Naam. Those sins which are expiated by Hajj and Umrah and Salat and Wudu are saghair al-dhunub, the lesser sins, according to the majority opinion. Now, on page 42, top of the page, question number 6. مَا الذُّنُوبَ الَّتِي لَا يُكَفِّرُهَا إِلَّا التَّوْبَةِ. Yani, what are the sins which are not expiated except by repentance? Naam, Mente. Al-kabair. The sins which are not expiated except by repentance are the major sins. Al-kabair. Question number 7. Udhkur al-ahkam al-mustafada min al-hadith. Mention the legal rulings which are derived or benefited from this hadith. Naam. 1. We get how many? Well, there was 5, right? Okay, let's go. Start Musa. 1. Fadl al-Hajj wa Umrah, the excellence and virtue of Hajj wa Umrah. Naam, another. Yani that between one Umrah and another, yani is an expiation of sins. Naam.
Tikrari.
Yani, naam, encouragement to repeat, repetition of the performance of Hajj and Umrah. وَمُتَابَعَتِهِمَا يعني them following one another. نعم. Another point. نعم.
الحج المبرور جزاؤه دخول الجنة.
نعم. The Hajj that is accepted, its reward is admittance into paradise. Also
الحج والعمرة يمهوان
Now, the Hajj and the Umrah, each of them remove the lesser sins. And one more point. Al-Hathu ala tanzih al-Hajj min irtikabi al-dhunub. Yani encouragement, yani to make the Hajj, the pilgrimage, free from the commission of sins. طيب, number 8, هاتي المضاري والعمرة من ك كفر the مضاري and the أمر كفر anyone يكفر كفر نعم like علم يعلم علم نعم number 9 هاتي مفرد الكلمات الآتية give the singular form of the following words ذنوب ذنب كبائر كبيرة صغائر صغيرة يعني كبيرة and صغيرة okay now we go back to the hadith and then somebody remind me to read the hadith for next week the hadith that I mentioned it clarifies the issue of يعني the sins that are removed by Hajj al-Mabrur يعني the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said من حج فلم يرفث Whoever performs pilgrimage and he didn't engage in rafath, yani sexual relations with one spouse, or engaging in indecent, yani sexual speech, walam yafsuq and didn't commit fisq, yani sin, disobedience to Allah, raja'a, yani kayyoma waladatuhu ummuhu, yani that person will return in the condition that they were in, like the condition they were in on the day when their mother gave birth to them. Some of the scholars said. يعني the meaning of كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ أي بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ يعني what was the condition? On the day their mother gave birth to them, they have no sins at all. وَظَاهِرُهُ غُفْرَانَ الصَّغَائِرِ وَالْكَبَائِرِ And the apparent meaning of this hadith is the forgiveness of the lesser sins and the major sins. And this is the saying of Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. He said, ظاهرهُ, the apparent meaning of this hadith is that it is the forgiveness of all sins, major sins and lesser sins. This is the opinion of one of the great scholars of hadith, Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. وَإِلَيْهِ ذَهَبَ الْقُرْتُبِي وَالْقَاضِ عِيَادِ And likewise, the same view is held by Al-Imam al-Qurtubi and al-imam al-qadi iyad so who holds this opinion the hajj mabrur removes major sins ibn hajj al-asqalani al-hafiz ibn hajj al-imam al-qurtubi and al-qadi iyad wa qala at-tirmidhi huwa makhsus bil ma'asi al-muta'alliqa bi haqqillah la al-ibad قاله المناوي في فيض القضية يعني المناوي الإمام المناوي in his explanation of جامع الصغير he says that يعني his book is entitled فيض القضية the explanation of جامع الصغير he says that Tirmidhi said that this removal of sins is particularly related to the sins connected to the right of Allah, not the rights of human beings. Meaning if you stole somebody's money, you have to return it. That doesn't go away. قال الشيخ الأثيمين رحمه الله معنى قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام the meaning of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه the meaning of this hadith الشيخ الأثيمين said is that the human being and the insan إذا حج واجتنب ما حرم الله عليه من الرفث وهو الاتيان النساء والفسوق وهو مخالفة الطاعة يعني two things he said and we'll go on to the rest of it he said the meaning of this hadith is that the person who performs hajj and avoids all that Allah has made haram including rafath which he said is having relations with one spouse. And it also includes the other meaning, as some of the scholars said, and that is, yani sexual speech. Wal-fusuq, he said, this is, yani acting in contradiction to obedience to Allah, meaning commission of sins. And then he said, in addition to that, فَلَا يَتْرُكْ مَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ And he doesn't leave what Allah made obligatory upon him in the Hajj. وَلَا يَفَلْ عَيْدًا مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Yani he doesn't leave what Allah has made obligatory, nor does he do that which Allah made haram. He doesn't commit any forbidden act. فَإِنْ خَالَفَ فَهَذَا هُوَ الْفُسُوقِ But whoever opposes what Allah Yani has commanded us with or engages in that which Allah has forbidden, then this person has fallen into fusuq, yani disobedience. فَإِذَا حَجَّ الْإِنسَانِ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ وَلَمْ يَرْفَثْ فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ نَقِيًّا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. So whoever performs the pilgrimage and they didn't engage in disobedience nor in rafath, then this person will come out from the Hajj نَقِيًّا, pure, free, مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ, from sins. كَمَا أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا ذَنْبَ عَلَيْهِ. In the same way that a human being, when he comes out of the stomach, the belly of his mother, there is no sin upon him. لَا ذَنْبَ, there is no, absolutely no sin upon him. فَكَذَلِكَ هَذَا رَجُلْ إِذَا حَجَّ بِهَذَا الشَّرْطِ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ نَقِيًا مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ. And likewise, in the same way, this man who performs Hajj with this condition, yani fulfilling all the obligatory duties, not engaging in the haram, the person who fulfills the performs the Hajj with this condition, يَكُونُ نَقِيًا مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ, he will be completely free from all of his sins. This is in Fatawa of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, 21st volume, page 20. And further on, he said in the same volume, on page 40, وَقَالَ عَيْدًا, and this is more clear, ظاهر الحديث أن الحاج يكفر الكبائر. The apparent meaning of this hadith, Shaykh Uthaymeen says, the apparent meaning of this hadith is that the pilgrimage, يعني expiates الكبائر, major sins, not just minor sins. وليس لنا أن نعدو الظاهر إلا بالدليل, and we don't have any right to go beyond that which is apparent in the hadith, except with a dalil, to explain it to mean something else. وقال بعض العلماء, and the Shaykh says, and some of the scholars said, إذا كانت الصلوات الخمسة لا تكفر إلا إذا اجتنب الكبائر وهي أعظم من الحج وحب إلى الله فالحج من باب الأولى. يعني the Shaykh now is, what is the argument of some of the other scholars? He said, their argument is that if the five daily prayers do not expiate sins except with the condition that the person has to avoid the major sins, and the five daily prayers is greater than Hajj and more beloved to Allah, فالحج من باب الأولى, then it's more right that the Hajj can't do it if the five prayers can't do it. Yani meaning can't expiate major sins. ولكن نقول, but we say to them, Shaykh is saying, we say to them, هذا ظاهر الحديث. Yani, but this is the apparent meaning of the hadith, that it expiates all sins. والله تعالى في حكمه شؤون, and Allah يعني has wisdom, يعني in his wisdom, يعني he does whatever he wills. والثواب ليس فيه قياس, and the reward that Allah gives to people cannot be determined by قياس. يعني the reward of Hajj is what it is, and the reward of other things is what it is. It's no قياس between how Allah rewards. Allah rewards however he wills. And this is يعني, so this is some of what يعني has been said concerning this particular issue. And يعني we are saying that the majority of scholars hold the view that يعني Hajj and Umrah removes minor sins, and likewise the five daily prayers and wudu and other acts like this, Ramadan to Ramadan, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, removes minor sins. And this is the opinion of the majority of scholars. However, there are a group of scholars, including Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, including Al-Qadi Iyad, including Al-Imam al-Qurtubi, including here Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, including Shaykh al-Albani, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani, and other scholars who say that this hadith is clear in its apparent meaning, and that is that the person returns from Hajj, yani mabrur, in the same way that a person, yani, comes out of the womb of their mother on the day that they are born, completely free of all sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make that reward for us, yani for whoever performs the Hajj, that they return free of sins, and then He gives them the tawfiq to remain upon khair, so that they don't yani return to their sinful behavior again. And this is a sign that Hajj is accepted, that a person returns after Hajj and they don't return yani to their previous behavior that they were doing before Hajj, whether it was yani engaging in intoxicants or gambling or lying or interest or selling alcohol or cigarettes in these stores or whatever it might have been, that a person leaves that behavior, yani as Allah has left, freed them from their sins. Okay, we have a couple of minutes. Now, I have to read the hadith for next week first. Let me read the hadith for next week first. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, the hadith for next week is on page 42. Al-hadithu al-thaminu ashara, the 18th hadith, fil hajji an al-ghayri, performing pilgrimage for someone else. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله, again the word love the Jalal is missing here, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع, the word is missing, سمع رجلا, should be سمع رجلا يقول لبيك عن شبرمة, قال من شبرمة, قال أخ لي أو قريب لي, قال حججت عن نفسك, قال لا, قال حج عن نفسك ثم حج عن شبرمة, رواه أبو داود وغيره. يعني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, on the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, him and his father, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع رجلا يقول, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم Sami'a, he heard, rajulun, a man, yaqulu, saying, labbayka an shubruma. Yani, here I am, O Allah, yani, performing Hajj Umrah on behalf of shubruma. Qala, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man shubruma tu. Who is shubruma? Yani, who is this person that you're performing Hajj on behalf of? Qala akhun li aw qareebun li. Yani, he answered saying, he is a brother of mine. Or, the narrator wasn't sure if he said, he is a brother of mine or a relative of mine. قَرِيبٌ لِي. He said either one. He is a brother of mine or a relative of mine. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, حَجَجْتَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ. Have you performed Hajj for yourself first? قَالَ لَا. He said no. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, حُجَّ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ. Perform Hajj for yourself. ثُمَّ حُجَّ عَنْ شُبْرُمَةَ. Then you may perform Hajj for Shubruma, yani on another journey, the next year or sometime in the future. Rawahu Abu Dawood wa ghayruhu, reported by Abu Dawood and other than him. Inshallah, next week we'll talk about this hadith in detail. If there's a question about today's hadith, yani Nasir.
Yes, the man was a thief and his entire life, then he went to Hajj.
No, a man was a thief his entire life and then he went to Hajj. Yani, in that case, yani the person should try to rectify yani the action as best they can, to the best of their ability, and do a lot of good deeds to counteract yani to make up for the sins that they committed. But in any case, the rights of human beings have to be yani given back to them. So on Yawmul Qiyamah, maybe Allah will forgive him all the sins that he committed. That's between him and Allah. And then the rights of the people, he has to be accountable for that. And there's no escape from that. Now.
Right, my question was, I intend, inshallah, to perform Hajj for my brother, who passed away a couple of years ago. Now, does the reward you said apply to him and me, or only...
Did you perform Hajj already?
I did.
Now, if you perform for somebody else, it's for them.
Not for you.
Not for you. In any case, anything that's allowed to be performed on behalf of somebody else, then it's for them. I mean, you can't give it to them and still have it yourself, right? If you give it to them, khalas, it's theirs. You don't have it anymore.
I'm not talking about the reward of the
Hajj. We're not finished yet. Second thing is, I said, anything that's permissible to be done on behalf of someone else, if you do it for somebody else, it's for them. But not everything can be done for somebody else. Yani Hajj, wallahu a'lam, cannot be performed for somebody else, except for the person who is unable to perform Hajj. Yani a person is, for example, elderly and they want to make Hajj, but they can't make it. They can't get it. They're crippled or something that prevents them from making Hajj. Or a person in their lifetime was unable to make Hajj. Was unable to make Hajj. Not they were able and didn't do it. Okay? then Naam. Then the reward will go to them. Not it won't go to you, Yani. Naam. Yani, it's a good deed. Yani, it's still a good deed. You get credit for doing a good deed for somebody else. Naam. Please, brothers. Naam.
Go to the Hajj. They show you really they want to go and you didn't go.
They want to go to Hajj, but yes. You wouldn't take them? Somebody wouldn't take them?
They want to go before you. They have no. They
have no means.
They force you to let them go first and then you go later. What happens in that?
I mean, there's no right for somebody to prevent you from performing your duty to Allah until you wait for them. Nobody has a right to do this, not even your parents. They don't have a right to tell you, don't make salat until I make salat first. You can't make your prayer because I want to do mine first. No, I mean, you have to do it. If you want to give them your money so they can make hajj, you can do that. But you can't make hajj for them until you make hajj for yourself. I'm just clarifying. Because the question may come, so I want to answer it before it comes. Okay? So if you want to give them the money to make hajj so that they can make hajj, fine, there's no problem. You can give them that. But as far as you not making hajj because you're waiting for them, this is wrong. It's not permissible to delay hajj if for the person who is able. It's not permissible. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said about the people who had the ability to make hajj and they didn't do it, then they just as well died as a Christian or a Jew.
Yep.
Yeah. Yani, if a person is able to make hajj, it's sinful for them not to perform it, which is what is happening with all the people. Yani, so many people all the time, I'll do it when I get older, I'll do it when I have more time, I'll do it whenever it's convenient. That's haram for you to delay. Yani, that which is obligatory upon you, fawr ran right now. Good. Let him finish. He wants to finish his question.
It's not like I did the delay because just so English. Maybe that time he may have some good knowledge about between.
No. You don't have to have good knowledge about Hajj. You just have to study it. Ask somebody who knows, and they will teach you. It doesn't take years to learn how to make Hajj.
No.
And it takes one day. That's all.
Yeah. If it's legal to give them the money, go do it, and later you go do
it. Sure, it's legal to give them the money. If you want to give your mother money, your father money, you can give it to them.
It's
anytime.
Not making the hajj for them. It's giving the money.
You can't make hajj for them. You can give them money so they can make hajj. Yeah.
Later you go.
Yani, if you give them the money, then you're not able to make hajj right now, right?
Yeah.
So you're excused. If you gave them the money, you don't have it, right?
Okay.
Naam. You can give your money to anybody you want to give it to. Yani, as long as it's not for something haram, right? If you want to give money, you have money and you want to give charity to somebody, you can give it to them, whether it's your parents or otherwise.
Okay.
You can give it to them. But when the time for hajj came, if you have the ability to make hajj, you have to make it. If you already gave the money away, you don't have the ability. Yani, nobody should give preference in the acts of worship to anybody over their own self. Nobody should give preference to somebody else in the acts of worship to somebody over their own self. But if you want to give money to somebody, charity, you can give. Whether it's your parents or other than that, you can give. But as far as the acts of worship, and you have the choice to make hajj or somebody else, you make it yourself.
Yeah, I was just repeating what you were saying. In Morocco, the people they think, that's in Morocco, right? The people they think, majority young people, out of respect, they think that they should send their parents before they go. Generally, that's
in any case, Yani, that's another matter altogether. It's good to be considerate of your parents, but on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're going to answer for yourself. What if you had the ability to make hajj, but you gave preference to somebody else, and then you died? You don't become free because you had the ability to make hajj. So you're not free from that. So that is the debt that you owe to Allah that you will answer for on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Abdul Halim. Okay.
Because there will be more sin because the people will sin.
Uh-huh.
So the encouragement to continue
We're encouraged, yani we're encouraged, yani to do good as much as possible. Now, there's no rule in Islam that, and if you made Hajj already, you shouldn't make it again. Rather, it's a good deed, and it's virtuous, and a person should do it if they're able to do it again. Some scholars said, though, if you fulfill the obligatory Hajj, then instead of doing it again and again and again, maybe you could use that money for other good deeds, like people who are poor and needy and stuff like that. That's a difference of opinion, but that's some a view of some scholars. We have to stop here. We're out of time now.
That was
okay.
Profession.
Okay, right. But how? Okay, what about the money that he used for hire, right? It was from his clean.
The money that he used for hire, you said, is clean.
Clean, right? Somebody gave it to him for hire, or he got it from another means.
No problem. No problem. You shouldn't make hajj with money that's haram, right? But if it's money is good, then no problem. You can make hajj. Why not? There's no issue. Naam. You have a question? Huh? Naam. Faiz didn't have a question yet today.
Someone died without making hajj, but he was able. Can I make?
Allahu a'lam. But probably not. Yani, you cannot do that which a person had the ability to do for themselves, and they didn't do it. I mean, there could be some difference of opinion concerning this, but the one who has the ability to do something, and they just neglect to do it, how you would do it for them? How can you then, yani, their neglect to do it while they are able, will not go away. Yani, they will not, that will not go away. Person who is not able, somebody can, yani, perform hajj on their behalf. Allahu a'lam. But yani, Umar al-Khattab, what would be the punishment for the person who had the ability to make hajj and didn't? He said they just as well died as a Christian or Jew. Yani, that should be clear. They just as well died as a Christian or Jew.
But sometimes Islamic knowledge didn't come to them, and
they just as well died as a Christian or a Jew. Yani, Islamic knowledge didn't come to someone is not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Did they have the ability to get Islamic knowledge, but they didn't care about it? Then they're not excused. There's no other bil jahl except for the person who is ignorant because he didn't have the ability to learn. But the person who has the ability to learn said, I don't want to go to a class and learn. I don't want to read a book about Islam. I'm busy doing other important things. So I didn't know. So then they're excused? How is that? That's not possible. That's not possible. In any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ حَجِّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ عَلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا عَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Yani, that is, Allah has the right over the people. حَجِّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ عَلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. For whoever has the ability to go there, to be that. Huh? And then he said after that, فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيًّا عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So whoever disbelieved, meaning they had the ability to fulfill the obligation that they owed to Allah, and they didn't do it, then that's kufr. That's why Umar al-Khattab said, they just will die as a Christian or a Jew. Allahu a'lam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You still have something?